We're here at RSA with Stephen Salvador, who is Director, Risk and Compliance Solutions for Medavante. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Nick. Thanks.
Great. Well, it's great to see you. First of all, what I wanted to ask you is, given the current climate, what do you think the trends are in the marketplace, especially for the coming year, and what should be top of mind for these FIs that are dealing with all these issues?
Well, in the world of risk and compliance, probably the top issue would be their credit risk and their interest rate risk exposures. But being like you, of the operational risk in the IT risk world, mm-hmm. we tend not to think about those exposures.
Right.
But in the world of banking, those are typically the top exposures right now that need to be managed. But in our world, in the world of IT and operational risk, if we think about just those trends and those top of mind issues, it's the same set of exposures, Nick, that we've faced for the last 20 years. It's security and privacy of mm-hmm. our information assets. It's evolving financial crimes.
Right.
The fraudsters, the criminal element is still after the community and regional FIs.
Uh-huh.
But they still believe they're soft targets, so they're still targeting them for their activity. And then the role of the vendor, even Medavante as a primary provider of outsourced technology, we're scrutinized in terms of the controls that we bring into an organization. So the industry regulators are bringing vendor risk management to the top of,
right.
of the ever-evolving list of regulations that FIs need to look after. So I think it's the same set of exposures.
Uh-huh.
I think depending on where an organization is in their growth and their life cycle, in terms of their footprint, it depends on if that bank is in a marketplace that has a high rate of crime, financial crime, then that might be their top concern. If
right.
they're in an area where there is geographic issues and an earthquake zone, then resiliency is going to be their top concern, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on what those FIs or what their marketplace looks like and what their customer base looks like too.
Sure. Maybe on a case-by-case basis then.
Sure.
But how is Medavante addressing a lot of these things that you're delving into? And what is Medavante doing in general right now, and what are you showing?
From a risk and compliance perspective, which mm-hmm. is the line of business that I represent,
sure.
We see those same exposures, those same concerns still being top of mind. And we know that our customers, just like our own data centers, we need to maintain vigilance over those exposures. So from a product strategy, from an offering to the marketplace,
right.
When we partner with our customers, it's in three legs of a stool. If the listeners can imagine three legs of a stool, the security and privacy of their information assets,
right.
The financial crime, meaning the money laundering, the cross-channel fraud exposures, as well as the case management, the investigation, and the forensics of those incidents.
Sure.
And then the third leg, the vendor risk, the resiliency, the mission criticality that a vendor introduces into an organization when that company relies upon that vendor for a service, for a process.
Right.
So those are, Nick, three forms of an operational risk in terms of the highest category that they might fall under. But our services and our products are focused on mitigating those exposures
right.
in an FI. We do it a couple of ways, if you want me to go into more detail.
Sure, feel free. I mean, we touched on this a little bit before, but I'm sure our audience would be interested.
If you think about the theme I'm suggesting to the listeners is a convergence of those three legs of the stool. Not that the stool legs will become one leg and tip over, but those three legs will always be there.
Right.
But the surface on the top of that stool, the governance of those three risk disciplines, the risk assessment process of those three disciplines, and the tools, especially the tools that are used to mitigate those exposures are coming together. Mm-hmm. It's a concept that is demonstrated in some of the larger, more complex, more internationally active FIs, and we see that as a trend trickling down, so to speak, into regional and community banks and community FIs and in credit unions, the smaller organizations that perceive they have lower risk, but in a sense they're exposed to the same threats that the larger ones, maybe just to a smaller scale.
Sure. So are you basically talking about a convergence of risk oversight? Is that?
In a sense, that's a good way of putting it. This convergence is manifesting itself with the governance. For instance, many organizations now have a chief risk officer. And that person's domain would be these three risk disciplines, the security and privacy and the fraud, the compliance, the vendor risk management, the physical security, the resiliency of the organization. Right. All of those operational risk disciplines are now connected and grouped together under a common governance structure,
right,
meaning interconnected policies. And that's the first step that we see organizations taking. And the way we help, the way we partner with our customers is to offer consulting advice. Mm-hmm. Some organizations don't know where to start. They know they have a qualified individual, typically an information security officer, a privacy officer, maybe a compliance manager, that is capable of stepping into a larger job.
Sure.
But maybe they need coaching. Maybe they need a policy. Maybe they need help articulating what that governance structure should look like and how that person gathers support from a committee structure across the organization. We help in a consulting role to facilitate that process. And that comes from our risk management consulting group. If you think the next step is, and most of the listeners probably are frustrated by this process, it's the risk assessment process.
Right.
No matter what risk discipline you're in, you're required by the federal regulators to do a risk assessment to prioritize your exposures in these areas. And it's something that FIs need to do each and every year. Even Metavante does this each and every year. So the way we partner with them, again, is through the consulting practice. And one of our offerings, Nick, is called the Enterprise Risk Assessor. And it's a software tool that basically serves as the single book of record for an organization's risk assessments. Mm-hmm. The key aspect, Nick, is the streamlining. So when you're risk assessing a business unit or a product, which is at the core of what the FIs are offering, right, the customer or the products, or the process that their delivery channel, you're looking at those three risk disciplines, the security of the information assets, the risk associated with the product delivery from a fraud perspective, from a money laundering, and so forth. So the risk assessment process has to be streamlined, and our tool, the Enterprise Risk Assessor, helps with that. And then finally, it's the where the rubber meets the road, the actual transaction monitoring of from a fraud perspective across the various channels.
Right.
Protecting the network, making it a hard target, looking at the server access, maintaining vigilance on employee access to systems, tracking the employees once they're in the system in terms of what screens they visit, what accounts they monitor. Mm-hmm. All of those tools are part of our solution suite to our customers. So we think we have an end-to-end, helping them with the governance through the risk assessment and then into the actual tools. And that's what we think is unique about our value proposition to an FI.
That's very interesting. So, you know, considering where we are right now, and it's bound to be a very turbulent year in 2009, what advice do you have for FIs sort of thinking about all these major issues?
If an organization is looking for a place to start, mm-hmm, in a time of limited budgets, in a time when I'm sure the CFOs and CEOs are saying, what's the payback? What's the ROI on my security and privacy investments and my risk management investments? I think the key is to start slow and create a plan. I think if you jump to point number three, which is we need technology, as much as we like that point, because that's our primary business, the first two steps. Do we have the right governance structure in place? And do we have a streamlined and a efficient risk and control assessment process that will save them money? That's where a lot of the return will come from, because there'll be less hours involved in that process, and you'll have greater information sharing in the first two steps, so that when you get to the selection and the implementation of your technology, whatever it may be in terms of any of those risk disciplines, you'll have a targeted value proposition, a greater chance of measuring your ROI on that as well.
Sure. No, that makes good sense. Stephen, thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.